Radii of some of the heavy nuclei that were measured by James Chadwick by around 1920 to the order of about 10 inches to 14 meters, it was universally accepted that there is solid and substantial proof with big scope for the future in the studies related to nuclear physics. Meson exchange. It was the Japanese scientist Yukawa who identified finally in the year 1935 that there are meson exchanges that is responsible for the nuclei to be held together with mutual attraction. This force exists between the nucleons. Quantum study began from this point. This is the reason that the nuclear forces are sure to have a finite range. This range is just within the non-zero rest mass that is caused because of the mesons exchanged. Nuclear physics applications. Nuclear physics overlaps with so many other fields of study. Elementary particle physics has a lot in common with the nuclear physics. For example, if you are interested in studying the quark plasma, then you must study a lot in both the field of nuclear physics and the particle physics. That is inevitable. Similarly, if you are entering into the study of astrophysics, then all the relative concepts of stellar evolution or something like the nucleosynthesis are well related to the nuclear physics studies. Nuclear medicine, nuclear energy and the nuclear properties are all interesting topics to study and research for any physics expert. Understanding the force that exists between the nucleons is the prime objective of the nuclear physics studies. How do the nuclei interact with each other is the next level of study. How do the nuclei react with the subatomic matter is the next important study. When you get to know the answers of the three questions stated above, you will wonder about the fact that the answers are interrelated to each other as well. Nuclear force. Strongest interaction between the quarks is responsible for nuclear force. Theory for this strong nuclear interaction must be studied to understand the quantum chromodynamics. Low energy extremes are also there where there exists the nuclear force. Therefore, we cannot confine quantum chromodynamics study alone to be a complete understanding about the nuclear forces. A fundamental force that exists between the quarks and the related mystery is not unleashed, and the experiments are aiming at learning this concept at higher energy levels just because of the above-mentioned reason. Foundation of nuclear force can be understood if we can analyze the QCD well. Quantum chromodynamics, yet, is not a complete way to study the nuclear forces, but still we can do the analogies and chemistry to arrive. That does not guarantee by any means that we can be able to arrive at the structure of the DNA molecules that are starting from the Maxwell's equations. Nuclear structure. Ground states are during when we can find the nuclei. These are the lower energy levels where we can trace nuclei. However, it is possible to inject energies into the nuclei and promote them to the excited levels, as it is in the case of some energized stars out there and in the laboratories. Binding energy. Interesting features are observed when we analyze the binding energy of the stable nuclei. Even the most stable nucleon can be considered for reference. Excited states density. Nucleus can have a number of states as excited. It becomes mandatory to measure this state with different parameters, though. Number of nucleons makes up nuclei. Each single nucleon must be occupying a discrete singular particle state. At this state, there are not interactions, or it is assumed to be on the ground state. Individual characteristics are there, especially for these nucleons, but still some special characteristics are also observed in the excited state that is generic. Chapter 1. Structure of nucleon. All the nuclei in the universe are made up of protons and the neutrons. Nucleons are just the elementary particles. Quark's degree of freedom illustrates the behavior of these elementary particles. Quarks and leptons are having similar characteristics too. Quarks. What is the fundamental building block of any particle that is part of the universe as a whole? This search is continuously challenging the field of physics experts since all these years.